Welcome to the Metro Garage Door Repair LLC podcast, where we help you tackle everyday home maintenance tasks with ease and confidence. Today we're focusing on something you probably use every day but might not think much about, your garage door remote. Imagine this, you're rushing to work, and suddenly, your garage door remote stops working. Annoying, right? Well, don't worry. Today, we're going to show you how to program a garage door opener for popular brands like LiftMaster, Chamberlain, Craftsman, and Genie. Garage door opener remotes are the unsung heroes of our daily routine. They let us open and close our garage doors without stepping out of our cars. But what do you do when they stop working, or worse, get lost or stolen? It's simpler than you think to get things back on track. First, let's talk a bit about how these devices work. Your garage door opener and remote communicate over radio frequencies. When you press the button on your remote, it sends a signal to the opener to move the door. Pretty neat, right? But if your remote is lost or broken, that communication breaks down. So, how do you fix it? To program your garage door remote, you don't need a toolbox full of gadgets. You'll need a sturdy ladder to reach the garage door opener, which is usually installed on your garage ceiling. And, of course, you need the new remote you're programming. Quick tip, make sure the remote is the same brand as your opener. Brands like LiftMaster and Genie use different frequencies. Here's where the magic happens. Let's walk through the steps. Climb the ladder, safely get up to your garage door opener. Find the Learn button. It's there on every modern opener, sometimes under the light cover. Press the Learn button, wait for it to blink, then press the button on your remote. Time is key, you usually have 30 seconds to press the remote button after the Learn button. Test it, press the remote again. If the door opens, you've done it. Remember, these are general steps. Your opener might have specific instructions, so always check the manual or contact the manufacturer if you're stuck. And if you have an older model, you might even need a professional's help. That's all for today's episode. We hope you feel more confident about handling your garage door remote. Join us next time on the Metro Garage Door Repair LLC podcast for more practical home maintenance tips. Stay handy, and stay safe.